More injury worries in rugby this morning. 19-year-old player critical condition after suffering a brain injury while playing on Saturday. An inquiry is underway to work out what led to it. No one watching can recall anything specific, which makes it interesting, or if not intriguing. Emeritus Professor of Sports Medicine at Otago University, Dave Gerard's with us. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Should we, or could we, or can we automatically then connect that to the game, given we don't know? It might be something else, mightn't it?
Well, it certainly could, Mike. You know, one injury and one event of this magnitude is one too many. And, of course, our thoughts and hearts go out to this young man and wish him a speedy and uncomplicated recovery. But we can't, from what information has been made available, implicate any particular event during the match apart from a collision. And how often does that occur in a game of rugby?
How small an incident can it be for something catastrophic to happen?
Well, very hard to measure that, Mike. There are various studies being done. There's a very innovative study being done at the University of Otago as I speak now, with implicating the Otago Provincial Rugby Team, all wearing little transducers taped behind their ears, I should say, measuring the impact forces and trying to deduce, you know, how much impact and deceleration occurs during a game of rugby. But look, Mike, there's so many different factors to consider here. The health of the individual athlete, some undeclared medical problem, an untoward knock that could precipitate something that's lain dormant or not identified. Hard to say.
Very hard for the sport too, because presumably, is it fair to suggest that it's not like they're not trying, it's not like they're not aware of it, and it's not like we haven't got a bunch of rules in place now?
Totally. When you consider that there's around 150,000 registered rugby players in the country and 40,000 matches played every week, the incidence is very, very slight. The chances of this happening are certainly no more than you or I jumping our bikes riding to work, or me paddling my surfboard out the back at St Clair, you know, in terms of shark attacks or road fatalities, as cyclists understand. So we shouldn't let this get away from the reality of the fact also that New Zealand rugby spends a huge amount of time and energy and effort and education. A full-time scientist looking at this sort of thing, Dr. Ken Quarry doing some great work, and of course a medical specialist employed by New Zealand rugby to adjudicate and oversee the educational programs for referees, coaches, and of course parents. Rugby Smart has been picked up by New Zealand Rugby, initiated by them and ACC, and accepted internationally as being an innovation that other countries are looking at and aspiring to.
Exactly. Dave, appreciate your time as always. Dave Gerard with us this morning.